Hello, I'm Father Joe Roche of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Thank you for joining us as we continue with our year-long journey, reading the diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska from beginning to end. Today, we take up from where we left off, beginning with diary entry number 7. Warsaw, August 1st, 1925. Entrance into the convent. From the age of 7, I experienced the definite call of God, the grace of a vocation to the religious life. It was in the 7th year of my life that, for the first time, I heard God's voice in my soul. That is, an invitation to a more perfect life. But I was not always obedient to the call of grace. I came across no one who would have explained these things to me. The 18th year of my life, an earnest appeal to my parents for permission to enter the convent. My parents' flat refusal. After this refusal, I turned myself over to the vain things of life, paying no attention to the call of grace. Although my soul found no satisfaction in any of these things, the incessant call of grace caused me much anguish. I tried, however, to stifle it with amusements. Interiorly, I shunned God, turning with all my heart to creatures. However, God's grace won out in my soul. Once I was at a dance, probably at Łódź, with one of my sisters. While everybody was having a good time, my soul was experiencing deep torments. As I began to dance, I suddenly saw Jesus at my side. Jesus, racked with pain, stripped of his clothing, all covered with wounds, who spoke these words to me, "How long shall I put up with you, and how long will you keep putting me off?" At that moment, the charming music stopped, and the company I was with vanished from my sight. And there remained Jesus and I. I took a seat by my dear sister, pretending to have a headache in order to cover up what took place in my soul. After a while, I slipped out unnoticed, leaving my sister and all my companions behind, and made my way to the Cathedral of St. Stanislaus Kostka. It was almost twilight. There were only a few people in the cathedral. Paying no attention to what was happening around me, I fell prostrate before the Blessed Sacrament and begged the Lord to be good enough to give me to understand what I should do next. Then I heard these words, "Go at once to Warsaw. You will enter a convent there." I rose from prayer, came home, and took care of things that needed to be settled. As best I could, I confided in my sister what took place within my soul. I told her to say goodbye to our parents, and thus, in my one dress, with no other belongings, I arrived in Warsaw. When I got off the train and saw that all were going their separate ways, I was overcome with fear. What am I to do? To whom should I turn, as I know no one? So I said to the Mother of God, "Mary, lead me, guide me." Immediately I heard these words within me, telling me to leave the town and go to a certain nearby village, where I would find a safe lodging for the night. I did so, and found, in fact, that everything was just as the Mother of God told me. Very early the next day, I rode back into the city and entered the first church I saw, St. James Church, at Grojecka Street in Ochota, a suburb of Warsaw. There I began to pray to know further the will of God. Holy Masses were being celebrated one after another. During one of them, I heard the words, "Go to that priest, Father James Dombrowski, pastor of St. James Parish, and tell him everything. He will tell you what to do next." After the Mass, I went to the sacristy. I told the priest all that had taken place in my soul, and I asked him to advise me where to take the veil, in which religious order. The priest was surprised at first, but told me to have strong confidence that God would provide for my future. For the time being, he said, I will send you to a pious lady, Aldona Lipshikova, with whom you will stay until you enter a convent. When I called on this lady, she received me very kindly. During the time I stayed with her, I was looking for a convent, but at whatever convent door I knocked, I was turned away. Sorrow gripped my heart, and I said to the Lord Jesus, Help me! Don't leave me alone! At last, I knocked on our door. Jesus had found the way to lead St. Faustina to the door of the convent that he wanted her to enter. It's an amazing story to hear how God's grace works practically in the life of someone. Very few of us will ever receive extraordinary graces like St. Faustina, but in many ways her life is a lot like our own. She had her doubts and her fears. She struggled like the rest of us do. So we can learn from her life how God is working in our hearts. God called Faustina from a young age to a particular vocation, like he does with each of us. But it takes time for us to discover the path. Faustina rejected the call when she ran into obstacles like the refusal of her parents and the temptations of the world. But Jesus is persistent. He doesn't give up. So then we can see how Jesus will find a way of communicating his will to us if we open our hearts to him. Please follow or subscribe to this podcast to receive the latest episodes and updates. If you have enjoyed this podcast, I invite you to leave a review. Reviews greatly improve our podcast ranking and will help other people throughout the world find St. Faustina's Diary in a Year. Remember, Jesus promised St. Faustina in Diary number 1075, souls who spread the honor of divine mercy are protected by God like an infant by a gentle mother. Please help us spread the message of divine mercy. Thank you, and God bless you. Visit shopmercy.org to order your copy of Divine Mercy in My Soul, the diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska. It's available in print in English, Spanish, and Polish, and in English as an e-book, available now on shopmercy.org. Are you enjoying this podcast? I invite you to listen to more shows brought to you by the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Join us daily for enriching spiritual content, which will help you on your journey with Jesus Christ. Simply visit DivineMercyPlus.org for a complete list of our shows. That's DivineMercyPlus.org.